Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechas Nazir, Daf Lamed Ches, the sixth parak Shloshim meaning. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Elazar said, Esu Revi Yosen, there are 10 cases dependent on Revis. But Naka Rav Kahana Biyadeh Chamish Sumkasa, V'Chamish Chavirasa. And Rav Kahana collected them, meaning he organized them as 5 red, referring to wine or blood, and 5 white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a Simon story for the 5 red. Nazivo, so Pesach Shohor B'Mikdash V'Mesu. A Nazir and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died. They refer to a Nazir Shir for drinking, that's Nazir. The 4 cups of wine on Pesach, that's Pesach. The one who drank wine may not Paskin, that's Shohoru. The liability of Karis for entering the Mikdash after drinking, that's Mikdash. And that a Revius of blood from 2 corpses transmits Tuma of oil, that's Umesu. The Simon story for the 5 white are Chalas Nazir Umetzorah Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chala of a Nazir and a Metzorah which were disqualified on Shabbos. They refer to the oil needed for loaves of a Toda, Chalas, the oil needed for loaves of a Nazir's Karbanas, Nazir, the water needed for the Metzorah's bird to be shechted over, that's Metzorah, the tummy liquids which disqualify one who drinks them from eating Truma, that's Shenipsu, and the amount of liquid to be Chayah for carrying on Shabbos, that's B'Shabbos. The Gemara explains why several other cases of Revis were not included in this list. Point number 2, a Brisa states, explaining the previous Mishnah, and grapes both fresh and dried he may not eat, by writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives 2 sets of malchus, although they are both grapes. Normally eating 2 shearim of the same substance incurs 1 set of malchus. This is extended to all Nazir prohibitions, Makan shehum min echod v'hen shnei shemos. Just as here, fresh and dried grapes, which are 1 type but have 2 names, v'chayv al zeh b'fnei asma v'al zeh b'fnei asma, and he's chayv for each one separately, af kol shehum min echod v'hen shnei shemos. So too, all which are 1 type but have 2 names, v'chayv al zeh b'fnei asma v'al zeh b'fnei asma, he is chayv for each one separately. This is to include new wine, meaning grape juice, and grapes that consuming both will incur 2 sets of malchus. And point number 3, Abai said, Achol Chartzin Lokashtim, if a Nazir ate grape seed, he receives 2 sets of malchus. Achol Zag Lokashtim, if he ate grape skin, he receives 2 sets of malchus. Achol Chartzin Mazag Lokashalosh, if he ate grape seed and grape skin, he receives 3 sets of malchus. The additional malchus in each case is for the general prohibition of, Mikol Sheyas Migefen Yain Lo Yoichel, from all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a Nazir. Rava says, "Ein loka el achas." He only receives 1 set of malchus in the first 2 cases. She'ein loka alav shebakolos, because there are no malchus for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. Rapapa challenged the bite from a brice about one who ate 5 types of grape products and receives only 5 sets of malchus and not 6. After answering that the brice did not list all possible malchus, the Gemara concludes that the brice does not actually state the number of malchus received, and Rapapa added it to see if a bite would immediately retract. He did not, because it was a tradition he received, rather than a personal novelty. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Rabbi Elazar said, Esit Revios Hen. There are 10 cases dependent on Revis. And Rav Kahana collected them, meaning he organized them as 5 red, referring to wine or blood, and 5 white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a Simon story for the 5 red. Nazivo, so Pesach Shohor B'Mikdash V'Mesu. A Nazir and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died. They refer to a Nazir Shir for drinking, that's Nazir. The 4 cups of wine on Pesach, that's Pesach. The one who drank wine may not Paskin, that's Shohoru. The liability of Karis for entering the Mikdash after drinking, that's Mikdash. And that a Revius of blood from 2 corpses transmits Tuma of oil, that's Umesu. The Simon story for the 5 white are Chalas Nazir Umetzorah Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chala of a Nazir and a Metzorah which were disqualified on Shabbos. They refer to the oil needed for loaves of a Toda, Chalas, the oil needed for loaves of a Nazir's Karbanas, Nazir, the water needed for the Metzorah's bird to be shechted over, that's Metzorah, the tummy liquids which disqualify one who drinks them from eating Truma, that's Shenipsu, and the amount of liquid to be Chayah for carrying on Shabbos, that's B'Shabbos. The Gemara explains why several other cases of Revis were not included in this list. Point number 2, a Brisa states, explaining the previous Mishnah, and grapes both fresh and dried he may not eat, by writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives two sets of malchus. Although they are both grapes, normally eating two shearim of the same substance incurs one set of malchus. This is extended to all nazir prohibitions. Makan shehu min echod v'hen shnei shemos. Just as here, fresh and dried grapes, which are one type but have two names, v'chayv al zeh b'fnei asma v'al zeh b'fnei asma, and he's chayv for each one separately. Af kol shehu min echod v'hen shnei shemos. So too all which are one type but have two names, v'chayv al zeh b'fnei asma v'al zeh b'fnei asma, he is chayv for each one separately. This is to include new wine, meaning grape juice, and grapes that consuming both will incur two sets of malchus. And point number three, Abai said, Achol chartzin lokeshtayim, if a nazir ate grape seed, he receives two sets of malchus. Achol zag lokeshtayim, if he ate grape skin, he receives two sets of malchus. Achol chartzin vazag lokeshalosh, if he ate grape seed and grape skin, he receives three sets of malchus. The additional malchus in each case is for the general prohibition of mikol sheyas migefne yain lo yoichel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a nazir. Rava says, "Ein loka el achas." He only receives one set of malchus in the first two cases. She'ein loka alav shebakolos, because there are no malchus for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. Rapapa challenged the Abai from a brice about one who ate five types of grape products and receives only five sets of malchus and not six. After answering that the brice did not list all possible malchus, the Gemara concludes that the brice does not actually state a number of malchus received, and Rapapa added it to see if Abai would immediately retract. He did not, because it was a tradition he received, rather than a personal novelty. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard Siman relates to a Davar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the Siman to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malchus he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat. Once again, it's a motion. The chicken soup, that must be more in Daf Lamed Ches, a Davar Lach. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, which reminds us, Belazar said there are 10 cases dependent on a raviz, and Rav Kahana organized them as five red, referring to wine or blood, and five white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a Siman story for the five red, Nazir, Osa Pesach, Shehor B'Mikdash U'Mesu, a Nazir, and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died, and the Siman story for the five white, Chalos Nazir U'Metzorah Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chal of a Nazir and Metzorah, which were disqualified on Shabbos. So, the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from two sets of malchus he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, which reminds us of Brisa states explained the previous Mishnah, and grapes, both fresh and dried, he may not eat, but writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives two sets of malchus, although they're both grapes, and normally, eating two shiurim of the same substance incurs one set of malchus. This is extended to all nazir prohibitions. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the nazir who was healing from two sets of malchus he received, bringing both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat clothes, which reminds us, Abai said, Achol chartzin lokeshtayim, if a nazir ate grape seed, he receives two sets of malchus. Achol zag lokeshtayim, if he ate grape skin, he receives two sets of malchus. Achol chartzin vazag lokeshalosh, if he ate grape seed and grape skin, he receives three sets of malchus. The additional malchus in each case is for the general prohibition of mikol sheyas migefne yain loyochel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a nazir. Rava says, "Ein loka ela achas." He only receives one set of malchus in the first two cases. She'ein loka alav shebakolos, because there are no malchus for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. So once again, the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the nazir who was healing from two sets of malchus he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat Klalos. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazar. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamed Dalet. When the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, which reminds us, the end of the previous mission on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis taught, Hirtia La'acharav Einu Nazir, if the approaching person whose identity the six people were debating suddenly turned back and remained unidentified, he is not a Nazir, meaning none of the six are Nazirim. The Gemara asks who the Tana is and says it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds, as it was taught in Daf Ches, that a vower does not intend to accept any declaration where the suffix imposes more stringencies than its certainty. So when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving the favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, which reminds us that the machlokes regarding the shear that a nazir is high for regarding drinking wine. In the Mishnah Rishona was taught, ad sheyishteh revi'is yayin, until he drinks a revi'is of wine, not a kazayis. Rabbi Kiva says, afilu shar pito b'yayin, even if he soaked his bread in wine, v'yesh ba kadei otzarv kazayis chayiv, and there's enough to combine to a kazayis, he is chayiv. Thus, in addition to saying that the shear for drinking is also a kazayas, he teaches hetter mitzarif le'isser, that permitted foodstuffs can combine with the prohibited matter to compose a shear for malkas. So, when the man whose identity was being debated ran down the construction site ladder, remaining unidentified, the six workers tried following him down while leaving their favorite lunch, a bread soaked in wine, only to find that he left a cryptic note which read, I darshan klal le'oprate, so a nazir eats shoots and leaves, which reminds us, our mission implies that only grapes and other grape products are forbidden to a nazir, but the grapevine itself is permitted. The mission is therefore in disagreement with Rabbi Elazar, who says, afil alin v'loving b'mashma, even leaves and shoots of the grapevine are implied in the prohibition. The Gemara clarifies that they argue how to darshan exclusive phrases written near inclusive phrases. The Chamin darshan klal le'oprate, and Rabbi Elazar darshan's ribuli umiyute. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The Harry Children's Choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The Harry Children's Choir, who sang the Prat Klo Uprat song, while Shomer Sacher watching a donkey listened in, which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo said the Rolazer darshans Prat Klo Uprat from the Pasuk of Shomer Sacher, whereas Rava says he darshans it from Sukkim, describing an ola brought from sheep or goats. So, the Harry Children's Choir, who sang the Prat Klal Uprat song, while Shomer Sacher, watching a donkey, listened in, and then practiced the Klal Prat Uklal song, which sounded almost the same, which reminds the Gemara, since both Klal Uprat Uklal and Prat Uklal Uprat yield a rule to include Ke'ina Prat, similar to the Prat, what is the difference between the two? It answers that there is a difference, that whereas we're two Klalim and one Prat, in the case of Klal Uprat Uklal, if there's something similar in even one way, we include it. But with two pratim and one klal, in the case of prat uklal prat, if there is something similar in two ways, we include it, but with a similarity of merely one way, we do not include it. So the Harry Children's Choir, who sang the prat klal uprat song, while Shomer Sacher, watching a donkey, listened in, and then practiced the klal prat uklal song, which sounded almost the same, were caught off guard when the Shomer Sacher tackled a nazir to the ground to prevent him from eating bread soaked in wine, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shebetorah ain't heter mitzarif le'isser. For all prohibitions in the Torah, permitted matter does not combine with forbidden matter to compose the amount required for punishment, chutz mi'isuri nazir, except for the prohibitions of a nazir. Shorei Amra Torah Mishras, because the Torah said steeped. The Torah is teaching that even with less than a kazayis of wine soaked in bread, the bread will combine with it to make up a full share of a kazayis and incur malchus. Daf Lamed Vav, so the simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The Kohen used a hairy lulav. Hairy lulav. That must be more in Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The Kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gazayis of leaven and half a gazayis of matzah off the mizbech because of heter mitzarif le'isser, which reminds us, Ziri argues with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that heter mitzarif le'isser only applies to the prohibitions of a nazir, and says, af se'or b'bal taktiru, the law of heter mitzarif le'isser applies even to leaven regarding the prohibition of do not burn leaven on the mizbech. One who burns half a gazayis of chametz with half a gazayis of matzah on the mizbech would be chayev malkus. So the Kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gazayis of leaven and half a gazayis of matzah off the mizbech because of heter mitzarif le'isser, used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma, which reminds us, Abai assumed that if one ate porridge made primarily of chulin grain, which also contained garlic and oil of truma, Although most of it was chun and he ate far less than the kazais of truma, he gets malchus because het mitzvah b'ezer applies to truma and the chun combines with the truma to comprise a shear. Rav Dimi answered the case is that he would eat a kazais of truma, de'eka kazais b'chdei achilas pras, because there's a kazais of truma present in the amount of time to require to eat a pras of the porridge. So the Kohen used a hairy loo to swipe off half a kazais of leaven and half a kazais of matzah off the mizbech because of heter mitzarv le'eser. Used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma. After dipping it into some kutach habavli, which reminds us no one would eat a kazais of chametz in kutach habavli, bechdei achilas pras, to be chayiv malchus. Daf lamed zayin, so the simmer daf lamed zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The hairy laser tag champ, laser tag? That must mean we're on Duff. Lamed Zion. The hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace that reflects the view of the Rabbanan that Mishras litan tamke ikr, the word steeped teaches that flavor is equal to substance, that if he steeped grapes in water and adds a wine flavor, he's high for drinking it. The brace adds that this principle is extrapolated to all prohibitions based on the Kal v'chomer. Anaz's prohibitions, which are temporary for the duration of his term, and they're only prohibited in consumption and not anah, and can become permitted if a chacham annuls his naziris, then certainly applies by other prohibitions which are more stringent in some or all of these regards. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kelim to get rid of the tam, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva learns tam ke ikar from the law of giwui nachrim, purging utensils of nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods. Without purging, the flavor would later be emitted into the Jew's food and forbid it. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kelim to get rid of the tam, was ejected from the competition when he knocked the referee's shami meat sandwich onto a chatas pasula, making the meat. Possible, which reminds us, Rav Ashi was asked why Rabbi Kiva did not learn from Nazir to apply Heter Mitzvah Le'eser to all prohibitions, just as the Rabbanan applied Tam Ke Ikar to all prohibitions based on Nazir. He answered that the Torah taught this principle in two places, Nazir and Chatas, and the rule is Kol Beis Ksuvim Habayin Ke Elchad Ein Melamnim, that one principle taught in two psukim cannot be extrapolated elsewhere. The case of a chatas is in Hebraica about the pasuk which says, Kol sheyigah b'sara yikdash, whatever touches its meat becomes holy. The word b'sara in its meat teaches that if part of the chatas is absorbed into shlami meat, for example, yikdash liyos kamoa, it shall become holy to be treated like the holier chatas. That if the chatas is pasul, the meat becomes pasul. And if the chatas is valid, the meat must be eaten according to the stricter chatas component, meaning according to its shorter timeline for eating. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which did we learn that no one would eat a kazayis of a chametz in kutach habavli b'chdei achilas pras to be chayiv malchus? That's on Dav. Lamed Vav. Good number 2. Which daf did we learn that Rabbi Kiva learns het mitzarv le'eser from Nazir Chatas that if part of the chatas is absorbed into shlamim meat, if the chatas is pasul, the meat of the shlamim is pasul? That's on Dav. Lamed Zayin. Good number 3. Which stuff the one the Bekiva holds that the bread can be mitzarved to the wine to complete the sheer kazayas for another to be over with? That's on Duff. Lamed Dalet. Good number 4. Which stuff the one that it's a machok is whether Nazir gets lashed for a lav shebaklolos? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number 5. Which stuff the one that Rav Kahani used two simanim stories to remember the 5 red cases and 5 white cases of a ravis? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number 6. Which of the one that Rabbi Kiva learns Tam Ke Ikar from Giuli Nachrim, purging utensils of Nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good number 7. Which of the one that Nazir receives 2 sets of malchus for eating fresh and dried grapes? That's on Duff. Lamed Ches. Good number 8. Which stuff does Gemara ask what the difference is between Klal Prat Uklal and Prat Klal Uprat? That's on Duff. Lamed Hey. Good number 9. Which daf we have a machlok is when one intentionally names the 9th animal as Mais Behema, whether the animal is Kadosh? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf when the Zairi holds? The Heter Mitzvah Le'eser applies to burning half a kazayis of chametz with half a kazayis of matzah on the Mizbeach. That's on Duff. Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhorn Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.